Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15. 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Victory Monday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School, coming at you live on the stream. But we are live at 1040 O Street. Victory Monday is always a good thing. Old School is brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Obviously, a lot to talk about. It's probably been combed over 85 times for the Nebraska game, but in general, it's always good. A lot of stuff going on in college football. Got a game tonight, pretty much almost as soon as we get off the stream here, which is always good for Labor Day weekend. You got it kind of an introductory into football every day, all day. Got some NFL news and college football news. How much time we got? We got about 10 minutes here. We'll dive in and just kind of...
We're on stream.
We're on stream. Oh, yeah. So
Royals playing.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. But big shout out to Lady Soccer, 5-2 over Creighton. Bust their head open to the white meat. It's always good when you beat the in-state rivals, no matter what sport it is. Always like to see the Huskers come up on top. But one team that came up on top, which was Saturday, well, two, obviously volleyball, but then obviously the football team took on UTEP, man. And you know, sometimes when you're fighting some of the ghosts of the past and people that have not lived up to expectations, you know, with other staffs or perceived expectations or so forth and so on, you know, sometimes, you know, people can hold you accountable for some things you had no, you know, personal doing. And, you know, we talked about a DP, you know, every, you know, going into a game like UTEP, people have revisionist history, right? As much as people don't want to touch the 90s, that, you know, generally when we played a team like UTEP, you know, everybody knew that they were potentially going to play, a very high percentage of people were going to play. I even remember at some times that, you know, I would give away some of my player tickets to some kids that were going to play just because, you know, for instance, you know, the part of being a good teammate is making some sacrifice. So if I was able to have, you know, 4 or 8 tickets, I don't know what it was, I'll give it, you know, give it to some guys I knew that were going to play, because, you know, quite frankly, it might be the only time they're going to play. So it was good that Nebraska was able to do that yesterday. And that, you know, really on the flip side, you know, a couple of years ago after Ireland, we played North Dakota. And obviously the coach up at North Dakota is a well-respected coach, good program, tough kids from North Dakota and stuff like that. So you knew that they were going to oppose a challenge. But also, after the loss to Northwestern, you expected to be able to get some guys in. That did not happen. But it did happen Saturday. I think over 100 kids played, which is pretty much almost everybody on the sidelines. So you're able to build some good morale, but then most importantly, DP and Austin, I want your opinion. You were able to, tangible facts of what you've practiced. You were able to go out there and replicate it against a new opponent, because UTEP has a new staff, new identity, new offense, and new players based on, you know, not the same team as last year.
Well, we used to always say that week one was validation to the work that we've done, but it was also the ceiling. The resetting of the ceiling, or how much work you're going to have to do to be as good as you think you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it was speculation and whisper and rumor and belief.
Yeah.
And you didn't have any fact. You didn't have any real data. You had your work data, but production data is different than work data.
Yeah.
And you always find out from week one, wait a minute, is our messaging landing? Are we putting the right things in? Did we get from them what we thought we were going to get? Did they have understanding of what we were looking for?
Right.
Right. Maybe sometimes in the messaging, you can say a thing and they go, oh, I didn't get it until just now. Like, yeah. I see now why I need to turn my shoulders here. Right. This is where I need to get my head on a swivel so I can bat this thing down. Normally I think I can, but in a crowd of 90,000, you don't see the ball the same way coming off a quarterback's hand as you do at practice.
Right.
So to hear young defenders talk about it, that I get it now. There's some things I didn't understand. Week one to week two is the real step. Is the real step. And yeah, we have more data. We still have more to get.
Austin?
Yeah, week one went as it could have and should have, right? It's been a while since you've been able to say that for this Nebraska program, right? It's a new team. It's a new year. And that's why I liked Matt Rhule when he was asked about, hey, you know, 2020, 21, 22, and 23, you opened up on the road. What does it mean to finally be back at home? And Matt Rhule said, it's only been 1 year for me, right? You started last year on the road, you started this year at home. The focus needs to be on this team. And I think that's kind of been the theme of the offseason, is how does Nebraska turn the page as a program? It's up to this team. It's not up to the fans. It's up to the coaches. It's up to the players. Not to worry about the history, but to look at it and say, what do we need to fix from last year? How do we get better moving forward to this year? And you saw 107 guys, to your point, Jay, get in the game. Because the starters took that to heart, because the twos took that to heart and said, yeah, we're going to do our job too. Let's get the threes and fours in there for some snaps as well. It went about as well as it could have gone, I think, for Nebraska in week one. And to DP's point about resetting the ceiling, we saw some stuff yesterday we haven't seen in a while around these parts, offensively and defensively. Just makes you wonder, makes you raise your eyebrows a little bit. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's rather be in the ceiling. I think that, you know, you want to ideally, now obviously we got a lot of work to get done, and production you need to get done. That needs to be the floor. Like, that should be the bottom line, bare minimum. Now look, you play against Ohio State, you ain't gonna beat them 40-7. But you know, you want to go out there in the same, the hardest thing I think for this has, you know, Nebraska over history, but just in kids in general, this has nothing to do, you can just take this team out of it. It's all across the nation is dealing with success. Everybody dealing with success in the hardest, and it's very hard. I don't know why it's so hard. You know, you deal with it. I coach a lot of basketball. It is, you know, you have a good, you know, good tournament. That's, these dudes out there, like they running out in the NBA finals. So what's most important is, like DP said, you have to go back and recognize the work that you put in the sacrifice, in the detail you put in to go out there and perform again. Against it, you need a faceless opponent. When you're out there and you're having the right lane integrity, play entry, whoever set the edge, hold force, whatever you want to call, whatever their calls are, whatever, that's faceless football, because you're out there just balling offensively, being able to play pitch and catch, running the route tree at the right time, and coming out of your break, not only when you're excited in the first quarter, but when the second or third team guy gets in there, and you got to do it the same thing. Repetitive motion with the same type of intensity is what you want to do week in and week out. And then obviously when the things get heightened, that's when you have the extra juice in being uncomfortable in your work. That's going to set, hopefully put you over the edge against Colorado. And so you got to get back and you almost have to reset every single week, you're not going back to like the first essentially practice, but you can't, it's fundamentals, it's basics. And then we add the spice, then you add the stuff that's kind of, fun to talk about and break down.
Well, and fundamentals is how Nebraska is going to beat Colorado, right? If the focus is Colorado, I mean, they might have the two best players on the field between Sanders and Hunter. So you're not going to outflash him. You're not going to outglitz and glam him. So you'll get back to fundamentals, right?
The most important thing is winning. Winning doesn't cure everything, but it cures dang near almost everything. And you get more out of winning. And there's a recipe to beat Colorado. There's multiple recipes to beat Colorado. Look, I mean, you saw teams beat them last year. Now, I do think they're a better team than they were last year. But I think we're a better team than last year. So ultimately, it's going to come down to situation every week. It doesn't matter who you play against. I mean, you can look at this right here. It's going to come down to situational football, third down, turnovers, and obviously this year or this game, especially on defense, is tackling. Is Travis Hunter and Horn and their four receivers and probably maybe they got two really good, I feel like two capable running backs, two different styles. Are they gonna break a tackle here and there? Sure. But you can't have it. You can't play in this where it's constant, 3 yards after contact, break a tackle here, explosive run right here. So because you're constantly on your heels. So those are the things that you just got to get back to. That eliminates a lot of the extra yards. We used to have this thing that we used to chart, knock them back, so we want to knock guys.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back. So when we get there, we want to knock him back, knock them back, knock them back. It's a more mental thing, but then it becomes like a, you know, just a habit, constantly knocking them back.
Well, the aggression part of it, the right. purposeful part of it. Like, I'm not just trying to get you to the ground. I'm trying to get you to the ground with a message as well.
Yeah.
Here, take this with you.
Yeah.
Take this with you. And if you come back over here again, you're getting the same work. Yeah. The beauty of week one against UTEP is that it allowed them to gain some swagger, earned swagger. Like, you can make a play that maybe you're not sure you can make.
Yeah.
You hope you can make it. You think you can make it, but you can make a play. For you to break, take a four-yard run and do what Matt Rhule said, which is take it to the house. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I can be that running back. I can be that receiver, that playmaker. I can be that linebacker to run fit. I can get there on time from the safety position. It's all the stuff they had to learn on purpose.
Yeah, it can get repetitive at times, but then those are the things that, you know, and it's not that UTEP. Here's the great thing about playing a team like UTEP. Like DP said, that was an earned victory because those they came over, they were playing hard. Mm-hmm. They weren't coming up in here like, all right, let's just take it on the chin. Let's brother-in-law. They were out there trying to prove themselves because they looked at an opportunity to put themselves on the map as well. So when you're doing stuff against an aggressive opponent or opponent that's going to play hard, it does give you that swagger because then you're like, okay, yeah, I can get off a block. Yeah, I can read a 3-2 read and then get my eyes back on the quarterback and then be on time when I'm in the secondary play entry from a play that's away from me if I hustle to the ball. I have to be there. So when you talk about effort to the ball, you talk about guys swarming it, you know, you think about that's what you're built on, and that's what you have to do to beat UTEP, to beat Colorado, to beat Northern Iowa, to beat Illinois on a Friday night. You have to essentially, you know, choke people out. And then offensively, when you're able to have a conventional run game, which has been so much different, the last time we kind of have, obviously, Divine. Right. I felt like obviously conventional run game. So probably that's the last time, right, that we had. And that they kind of fell into that. Right. I mean, let's be honest. All right. Well, I'm being nice. It's Labor Day, right? I mean, he was fourth to fifth on the depth chart. They were reluctantly playing him, right? Greg Bell had a couple of games. He tapped out right after like a bye week. He's like, I'm out of here. Yeah. And then Maurice Washington got dinged up, right? And then they were kind of playing, you know, ring around the road. And then he started busting out big runs. And then like, oh, okay, this dude, then that's where you saw the offense goes. And but for if you take away Emmett's 42-yard run, he still averaged 5 yards a carry. And then look at all four of those backs averaging 4+ yards a carry, conventional. I call it conventional running. So for people out there who don't know conventional, I mean just actually taking the ball and handing it off, not quarterback run game, not kind of like how North Dakota State did where you're off schedule. And you're gutting them like essentially everybody's got their back turned and you're running, you know, unimpeded because there's nobody in the middle of the field. I'm talking about lining up, blocking guys, reading the block and finishing plays. They were able to run it consistently with four different guys because everybody runs a certain play different. Everybody runs certain plays better, but they all did it consistently. So it lets you know you have consistent run blocking and attention to detail from the tight end, so forth and so on. And receivers as well, making everything work.
Yeah, I'm watching, and there's so many facets to Saturday's game to talk about, but yeah, watching the run game at its simplest form. Are you able to hat on hat and identify blocking schemes and get to the right person? The effectiveness is a whole other level, but you know what? Were your footsteps in order?
Yeah.
Did you, were your, was your hat in the right place? Right. Did, was your block level on point?
Yeah.
You know, we're not too high because there's a lot of grabby grabby and high if we don't pay attention to it. So all of those things will let you know that, okay, you have something really good, solid to work from. And then you have a chance to get better in a hurry against somebody that in theory is tailor-made for you to get better at that thing.
Yeah.
If I got the question, I'm sure you guys did. How much can we take away from this win? Was Nebraska doing the process-oriented stuff well enough to give them a chance in the next 11 games, or did Nebraska get away with being just more athletically talented?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, if you're
both,
better,
both
you're
are
better,
true.
Yeah, if you're a better team, but they weren't sloppy, man. It wasn't a high penalty game. That's probably another big thing. They didn't have any negative run plays. That was zero of their four guys, 8 yards total, and it, six of them were by a sack. So I don't think it was a game where you kind of like sleptwalked. It got away with a whole bunch of bad habits. But it look, there's a lot of teach tape off of it on both Nebraska and Colorado. They got a lot of teaching tape on it. So you expect that they're, you know, if you're going in this game thinking that you're going to play against the same team that you saw what Thursday, you better expect their best shot. Yeah. But then the Colorado better expect our best shot. There's a lot of things that you can think like, okay, we can get a little bit better. Yeah, we ran the ball good, but look, you know what? Let's finish a little. Because listen, when Colorado's the type of team, and they've always been like this. When we played, they were immensely talented. You know, very talented. Tons of first round picks. You have got to finish these dudes. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just when you're, you know, motivated. You got to be disciplined when you do it. And discipline, you know, all the talk, if we're going to talk, that's fine. That's, I mean, that I like that. That let's go. But you got to be disciplined to keep doing the same thing over and over, and they will break. They've always been like this. They have not changed. They will not change. That's just who Colorado are. I wouldn't call them front runners. They're very immensely talented. But I don't think they've ever been uncomfortable in the way that they've practiced. So that lets me know that they're willing to be broke. And whoever has decided not, you know, because they already told, they're telling, oddly enough, they have told you how you can beat them on the internet. Sometimes being on the internet works against you. I call it the internet. You know, you can call it X, whatever. Sometimes being on the internet works against you. You just told it. They have told you how to beat them. They ain't been uncomfortable. They told you in the off season when they had the safety talk about it, you guys ain't been holding me accountable. So you guys been cool. You've been chilling up in that crisp air in Colorado. That lets me, if the player tells you I messed up 2 days in practice and none of you guys said anything, that means everybody's been messing up 2 days in practice and nobody said anything. That means you're kind of going through I call it the chain gang motion. You're just getting off the assembly line. Getting a piece of, you know, metal, passing along, everything's cool. Let's get through practice, not getting better. But when you have the head coach up there that's extremely detailed and knows what it's like to be the best, and he points out the other team that you just beat, okay, right? And that's essentially, they were more talented. They beat the talent overrid the effort. That lets me know they have not been uncomfortable, and they are raising their hand to get broken.
Then it comes back to Nebraska obliging. Okay, you guys don't want to be comfortable? We'll make you not comfortable.
You just got to be disciplined about halfway through the third quarter. If you're disciplined, the game will be over. I mean, that's all there is to it. Not that you're just going to sit there and we're going to just start, you know, 30 burgering them because they're too explosive. But I can watch a game and tell you when they're broken. I knew when LSU was broke. When they tricked it off on the, when they took my man 22 out of Avery. Emory. They took him out of the game and he ran the guy over.
Yeah.
And then the coach ran down and like overcoached him.
Got in his
game
face.
Was over. Mm-hmm. He overcoached him for something he didn't even do wrong. Game's over. That means you're worried about all the other things that has nothing to do with winning. You're overcoaching a kid that's actually your only offensive threat running the ball. And then when it comes down to you for you to run the ball, he's not in the game.
Lessons learned. But we gonna see.
Yeah.
We will see.
But the best part was, I'm still mad that we Hey, Brian Kelly. Hilarious. Hey, Brian hilarious. Kelly said, you know what? Again.
Hilarious.
That water bottle jumped.
Hey, dude, hey.
Hilarious.
Hey, that's the best part. He said, everybody on the sideline thought we was going to win. Thought the game was over. And I'm, and he's like, I'm mad about it. I hear you, Brian Kelly. I hear you.
Rightfully so. Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back, man. We got the former Husker news. Scott Frost is back in the building, or in a building, in a role. Will he be successful? Does he have a comeback trail? But more importantly, what's next for LSU? And more importantly, what's next for Florida? The athletic director had a press conference scheduled for Thursday. Today is Monday. Okay? That has been postponed. Is it 1 week? Do you think that Billy Napier is gone after 1 week? Think about it during the break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.